Sheila Fogarty on LBC. Listen on your smart speaker. Just say, play LBC.
I'll get back to your calls and your messages as well. Just want to have a word with Simon Marks for a few minutes first, though, LBC's Washington correspondent, because, Simon, the US markets have opened. They're down sharply. China has hit back as well against Donald Trump's raft of tariffs. Tell us more.
Well, it's an absolute rout again on Wall Street today, Sheila. At the moment, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost another 3.5% of its value. The S&P down over 4% in value, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq down 4.4% in value. To put that into perspective, yesterday, before these losses, Apple, which of course imports an enormous number of parts for its computers, its iPhones and all its other products, had $250 billion wiped off its market value. So more steep losses for Apple today and for a whole host of household names here in the United States. All of this being fueled by the fact that it is now clear that this is going to be a full-on trade war following that announcement overnight here in the United States about China implementing 34% retaliatory tariffs on American exports to China. Donald Trump, though, last night still sounding pretty serene.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom.
But let's be clear, absolutely nothing is booming here at the moment. The president did go on to say that he is still open to the possibility of negotiations with America's trading partners. So that would further indicate that the door is ajar for the prime minister to try and alleviate the 10% tariff that President Trump has imposed on exports from the UK to the United States. But time is clearly of the essence here now as the Wall Street sell-off continues, and there's going to be political pressure, I think, mounting on President Trump from some Republicans up on Capitol Hill who are already expressing grave nervousness about the impact of all of this on American consumers and, in other words, American voters.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Something tells me it's something we'll be returning to a lot over the next weeks and even months.